Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we start out with the pundits, Fred Locken, Andy McKay, and Marlene Lockhart. Then we're joined by Denise Yoxheim, the executive director of the Committee to Aid Abused Women. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
As of this taping, the debate is just 2 days away. We are very excited. All of us at this table, at least. Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Trachimedes Community College. Andrew McKay is executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. And Marlene Lockhart is co-host on this program on a regular basis. Just your thoughts of where we are and what we expect.
Kill me now. I'm looking forward to...
Oh, come on. You're not stalking in the popcorn.
No, not at all. I see what it's doing to a generation of voters. The students that I deal with on a daily basis are so shocked and appalled that many of course, now refuse to register, even if I could convince them to do it. And so there's going to be a legacy to this campaign that is going to really be impacting the Republic for some time to come.
But do you think that that then spells change?
Well, change is very slow to come. We certainly need it, and we never know how it comes at us, but the change is still some time down the road. But we have to wonder, come November 9th, what the Republican Party looks like. There's going to be an amazing divided country, a polarized country, regardless of who wins, and the other side's going to hate whoever is in the White House. And we've never had that vitriol quite to this level before.
But I think that the vitriol did exist. It just didn't exist in such a public way that Donald Trump has stirred up this extremism on the right that was always there, but just not as vocal.
Well, I mean, politics has never been, you know, a friendly sport, so to speak. But it's just, to Fred's point, it's just off the charts. And I say this repeatedly. This is the best we can have, both of these candidates. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. That being said, what happens on Wednesday, is it going to affect the outcome of the election? I certainly don't think so. I think Hillary Clinton's going to win. It's showing that she's spreading the gap. And additionally, if it's going to move the needle, so to speak, you have to have viewership. And historically, they drop off each debate, and it showed in the second one. It was down significantly, so.
Yeah, but that was as much the NFL game that it was up against as anything else. I think this one is likely to see a little bit of a boost. Marlene, your thoughts, because I don't think you feel the same way as Andy does about two bad choices.
No, I don't. And I think one of the really bad things that so many negative things have occurred in this election cycle, but that when Hillary was a U.S. Senate, she won universal praise from both sides when she was Secretary of State. But this constant drumbeat that she's some terrible person, that we've got people saying that, how do we ever get this choice between these two awful people? And as President Obama said, she's probably the most qualified person ever for president, even more than he was. And so, you know, you get that snowball effect, and all of a sudden, it's just the emotion. I haven't seen anything like it. Excuse me. But to Fred's point, beyond the negatives of, there's also now, he's planting the seed of a rigged election. That's going to do terrible disservice to this country, that if we have his supporters out there protesting a legitimate election in this country, that then also sets a precedent that it's going to take a while to do.
Well, we've never seen a candidate channel something akin to the alt-right. And, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, they're all crooked. I find a multi-billionaire being your champion for reform to be a little bit more than laughable at the, in terms of an ethics compass. But it has been incredibly impossible. I think a lot of people are impressed at the courage and the staying power of Hillary Clinton to get up every morning and face this kind of constant barrage of name-calling. You should be in jail. I mean, this is not a we've had bad elections throughout American history. I don't think they've ever reached this level.
All right, Andy, why don't you respond to Marlene?
Well, just because Donald Trump says that he's making these allegations that it's a rigged election doesn't mean that there's going to be a groundswell of supporter agreement with that position. His own running mate has already said, we're going to accept the will of the people. I think that is just another incendiary bomb that Donald Trump is going to throw in 3 months from today. No one's going to remember it. You know, the fact of the matter is all the any poll that shows him behind, oh, that poll's ridiculous. That poll has no validity. The one miraculous poll that shows he's either close or ahead, that's legitimate. All that he does is harms himself, and he just looks like a buffoon when he throws these things out there time and again. And I think the voters are at least smart enough to see through some of that.
All right, let's take a break. More with the pundits when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all-new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all-new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order we had to launch the missiles, that would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
I would bomb the out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our pundits, Andy McKay, Fred Locken, and Marlene Lockhart. Okay, so let's talk reality. That one of the things that Donald Trump has done is torn the face off of the polite side of politics. It wasn't like there hasn't been skullduggery has been going on since the beginning. I mean, going all the way back to the founding fathers. So, I mean, to an extent, he has brought a level of honesty to this political system. The question is, how do you put it back in the box, if you can, which I don't think you can, but I don't think that there are going to be a series of copycats in the next election cycle, because we saw how it failed when the Republicans tried to challenge Trump with, you know, calling him out, and he made them look like fools.
Well, first we have to, we're counting on this odd assumption that on November 8th, common sense of voters prevail. But we are talking statistically at this point, even after all that has gone on in this campaign, of a statistical dead heat by most measures, the most recent poll this week establishing only a 4% lead for Hillary Clinton. So it's not like there's a groundswell of respecting the fact that this type of campaigning is somehow inappropriate. His supporters are eating it like raw meat. Beyond that, we are dealing with a massive number of voters that are now turned off. The prediction now is that most of the ones that are nonpartisan or independent are simply just not going to participate. Well, that takes almost 20% of the voting public out of the equation right off the top, much less the disenfranchised on the Republican side who commit the sin of being moderates, and the liberals on the Democratic side who just can't be anywhere but with Bernie Sanders. It's a very bizarre environment. So I think it's very difficult come November 9th for both parties to deal with the gremlins that have been unleashed by this campaign.
The Heck-Masto debate last Friday, it seemed like nobody made any serious mistakes, so therefore did the debate matter?
Did the debate matter? No, I don't think so. How many people watches the million-dollar question is on a Friday evening? I'm a political junkie. I didn't watch it. I had no interest. The fact of the matter is I already know who I'm going to vote, so it didn't matter what happened. I'm voting for Dr. Heck. So, quite frankly, for me, I had no interest in it. But is it going to ultimately sway it? I mean, if you look at those numbers, they've been consistent. It's about a two-point lead. There's inevitably a small segment of the population that's quote-unquote undecided. How many of those are there is the million-dollar question. But don't discount the fact that the Trump effect of dragging down tickets is certainly, I think, putting this race into play.
And Joe Heck is on record multiple times supporting Donald Trump. And when asked, is that the guy you'd like his finger on the nuclear button, Joe Heck says, why wouldn't I? And, I mean, we can see how unstable. And it, recently at his rallies, he's really unhinged. I mean, it is scary to watch him. Did you see him the other day dismantling his, your teleprompter? I mean, the guy has lost it.
Are you talking about Joe Heck, or are you talking about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't sit there, Marlene, and he's create already some equivalency of Donald Trump and Joe Heck.
And he's disavowed him at this point in time.
It took the tape after he slammed Muslims, Mexicans, women. Joe Heck hung in there with him through all of that, and it took that tape for Joe Heck to say, well, maybe I should support him.
Okay,
that's pretty pathetic.
So where does this land?
Well, I think Andrew and I were talking the recent announcement of over 1 million registered voters in Clark County and an incredible edge for Democrats in Clark County, unprecedented, I think, in the state, along with the down-ticket impact by Donald Trump, takes what is historically a very close election at the U.S. Senate level in one of the closest nation states in the nation, and I think at this point in time it will start trending for MASTA.
And it's going to be interesting to see the role that Washoe and the rurals play in this cycle. Very interesting. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I fought for my country in Kosovo and Iraq, and I've been a Republican all my life. But I'm the father of three girls. I can't stand hearing Donald Trump call women pigs, dogs, and bimbos, and I sure don't want my daughters hearing it. I want my girls to grow up proud and strong in a nation where they're valued and respected. Donald Trump's America is not the country I fought for, so I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, the AAA card. We call it the Get It card. Need a tow? Get it. Need gas? Get it. Need your tire changed? Get it. Need a jump start or even a new battery? Get it. Need your car unlocked? Get it. 24/7, anytime, anywhere, all by skilled service technicians. And unlike some other roadside services that only go with you in your car, the AAA card goes with you no matter whose vehicle you're in. Plus, you'll get discounts for shopping, restaurants, hotels, car repairs, and more, which can easily pay for the cost of membership. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. $56. Over 56 million members think it's worth every penny. The AAA card. Call now and get it.
Get this roadside flashlight free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-356-8233.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome, you've been on before, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Denise Yoxheimer is Executive Director of the Committee to Aid Abused Women, and Marlene Lockhart continues on with this, but this time in her role as Board Vice Chair for the Committee to Aid Abused Women. It's Domestic Violence Month, and so we wanted to have you guys come on here and talk about the situation in Washoe County. How big of a problem is it? Looking at your websites, the stats seem huge.
The stats are huge. Nationally, 1 in 3 women indicate that during the course of their lifetimes, they will have been in a domestic violence situation, and 1 in 7 men. And here in Washoe County in northern Nevada, our numbers track pretty closely with the national figures. So we see a tremendous need for services to support all survivors of domestic violence in our community.
Okay, and at what level does it go beyond just merely arguing to domestic violence?
Domestic violence is a broad range of activities and behaviors, so it can range from verbal and emotional abuse to physical violence. It's any of those types of behaviors or activities that happen within a domestic arrangement, so it might be within an intimate partner relationship, but it can also be between a parent and a child in different situations, or different situations where people are living together domestically.
How did you get involved, Marlene?
Well, I have been a supporter of CA for many years, and through my service on the Nevada Women's Fund, we help fund some projects for CA. And then when my term was up with the Women's Fund, Denise asked me to step over and serve on the CA board. And so it's been very rewarding, and the steps that have been taken just in the short period of time with Denise as executive director have been just amazing. And we just recently opened an additional transitional housing site for victims, survivors who get out of our emergency shelter and then need a place to get on their feet and begin to be self-sustaining. And so that was a hallmark of this last year, the opening of that new property.
Do you think that people would be surprised to know the different levels of economic status, socioeconomic status, that this affects?
I think some people are surprised by that, and that's unfortunate, because again, when you see 1 in 3 women and 1 in 7 men, we know that it's happening in all of our neighborhoods and within communities that we all interact with. In terms of the residential clients that CAUSE serves, we do tend to provide residential support to individuals who are at a lower socioeconomic level, because obviously they don't have the resources to seek separate housing when their living situation becomes dire. So that's why the expansion of our transitional housing program is so important. With the expansion that Marlene talked about, we've effectively tripled our capacity. So we've gone from offering 7 one-bedroom units for a 4-month period to now 19 units, including 2-bedroom units that we can provide to families in the community, again, for up to 2 years. So it really does help to address a significant need.
Is that even close to being enough?
It's not. It's not close to being enough. And specifically with the larger units that we're now offering, we're now able to accommodate much larger families, which then increases the needs that we have in terms of needs to serve children in trauma. The children who come out as survivors from these living situations have very specific needs that we are working very hard to address as an organization. Well, a lot of children who've seen this kind of violence in their home think it's their fault. And they think if they could just be good, mommy and daddy won't fight, and daddy won't hit mommy, or mommy won't hit daddy, they feel responsible for maintaining the family unit. And we as adults know that that's not fair, and that's an unrealistic expectation that children just kind of intuitively place on themselves.
And the same thing happens a lot in divorce, too.
You bet. And so that's why this year, with the expansion of our transitional housing program, we've sought additional funding to provide staffing to help with some of these underserved populations. So, for example, a children's advocate, so a full-time person dedicated just to working with children, and also a full-time volunteer coordinator to help us pull in volunteer resources from the community to help us more effectively address these specific needs.
What about funding?
We just last week concluded our major fundraiser of the year, the Hannah Humanitarian Luncheon, and I'm pleased to say Judge Dotary was awarded the Hannah Humanitarian Award, along with Dennis Banks and his company, for their work in helping construction and develop our new transitional housing units. And it was a very successful lunch. We have not quite reached our campaign goal of raising enough money. The facility needs a new truck desperately. And so we're still appealing to folks to help us. We believe we have identified a benefactor for about half of the cost of the truck, but the other $17,000 is still a major goal for us.
And one of the easiest ways to get more information is just to Google the committee to A to B is Women Reno, and you'll come to the website, and then they'll have all the contact information there.
Yes.
What other services do you provide?
CAUSE provides the most comprehensive range of domestic violence services in our community. We start with a 24/7 crisis hotline that is answered by staff during working hours and volunteers during off hours. So I mentioned our volunteer program. We have a great need for volunteers to help us manage the crisis hotline. So advocacy services 24/7. We also provide a shelter at an emergency shelter in a confidential location in our community that sleeps up to 25 individuals pretty much on any given day, we're full to capacity at pretty much 95% of the time. We provide the transitional housing program that we discussed. We also run the temporary protection order project at the Second Judicial District Court.
How does that work?
Well, we have CAW has invested in 4 full-time staff members to work in that environment to help individuals from any community in our region to provide protection, to receive protection orders when they're in a situation that they feel is unsafe, again, a domestic violence situation. So our team there helps individuals and clients of any domestic violence program in Northern Nevada to receive that support.
Let me ask you this. With the recession and now coming out of the recession, have things gotten better, or have things gotten worse, or have things stayed about the same?
Things have stayed about the same. You know, initially we thought, and this was prior to my time at the Committee to Aid Abused Women, but I had heard that initially we thought the economic downturn would mean that more we would see people seeking more in terms of services. I think actually the result was the opposite. It was more difficult for people to leave financially. They just decided that it might be in their best interests and their children's best interest to stay in a dangerous situation. And we feel that that's unfortunate. And in any economic environment, we really encourage people to reach out, ask for help, and call us and see how we can help them.
Okay. And as I say, the easiest way to find you is to just Google Committee to Aid Abused Women in Reno, and you'll get all the information. And then they need a truck, so we need some money. So donate. Thank you both very much for being here. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
2 years ago, I had brain surgery. With my old insurance, I was covered. With Obamacare, my plan disappeared. Costs have gone up, coverage has gone down. Obamacare has made a mess of our healthcare system. Donald Trump didn't create this problem, but his plan makes things better.
Donald Trump's plan, repeal and replace Obamacare with patient-centered healthcare that promotes choice, quality, and affordability.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Spectrum is redefining what a cable company can be with the very best in TV, internet, and voice service. With Spectrum, there's no limit to what you can do. Superior HD picture and sound makes it easy to get lost in your favorite shows. And with the Spectrum TV app, you can watch live TV on your mobile devices anywhere in your home. Watch TV anytime for just $29.99 a month. Call 844-882-2999. Spectrum turns your internet on full blast with speeds at 60 megabits per second with no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And Spectrum Voice gives you reliable, unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Puerto Rico, and more. Just $29.99 a month with no added taxes or fees like the phone company charges. The most HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each. All with no contracts. Get the power of Spectrum TV, internet, and voice service. Call 844-882-2999.
I'm a lawyer spokesperson. This is an important message for anyone who took the prescription drug Xarelto or Pradaxa and had a serious bleeding event. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered from a serious bleeding event,
call 1-800-222-3803.
Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to serious internal bleeding, stroke, and death.
Call 1-800-222-3803.
You may be entitled to compensation. Call now for a free consultation.
On our next broadcast, Professor of Economics Tom Cargill will see you back.